I'm just saying, Lord, I don't know where I'm going this hour. Let's see. I can read this man's testimony. Let's see. Trust the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I just seem to go back to Revelation chapter 12. Let's go back there and see where we go. It's about all I have right now. Praise the Lord. When I was a teenager, God called me when I was actually probably, I believe, about 8 years old to the ministry. And of course, I say probably about 8 years old because in those days I didn't keep a diary. Most children aren't keeping diaries, you know. But I remember the experience when he called me. But when I got up to 13 or 14, I didn't want anything to do with serving God. And I rebelled and went out into the world. And then in my high school, probably at about 15 years old, actually, my best friend's mother was a Holy Ghost-filled woman who knew how to pray in the Spirit. And my best friend and me were in rebellion together. He had a call to the ministry. He was called actually to Africa from a child. That's where he is now. He's over there. Went to Rhema and then went to Africa, started a church. He's got the biggest church in Zambia right now. And he pastors in the capital city, and the politicians ask him for wisdom and stuff, and it's a powerful ministry. But the thing I was saying is he and I grew up together and rebelled together, but his mom picked it up in the Spirit, started praying for us, and she said later some things she had experiences in the Spirit praying for me. You know, I kept it hidden real well. They thought I just got in the wrong crowd, but the thing I was hiding was I was one of the leaders of the crowd. You know, you ever do that when you were a kid? You hide stuff. But so I was rebelling, and we were in this together. She picked it up in the Spirit, and she'd get in prayer and get out in the Spirit over my farm, and she'd see me back in the fields and back in the woods, and she'd get to praying for me, and I'd get under conviction. I'd get under conviction. One night I came home from a party, and I drove back into the field, it's a wooded area back where the fields are. And I came home from the party early, and I sat there in my seat, pounding on the steering wheel, saying, God, what do you want with me? Leave me alone. And because I was under such conviction. Thank God for people that pray in the Holy Ghost and know how to get into the Spirit and make a supply. But I couldn't enjoy my sin anymore. There's pleasure in it for a season, but man. So I just could not enjoy it anymore. And so finally, I just had to say, Uncle. Within weeks, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. And she didn't come to school to pick up her son, usually. He took the bus home. I don't know why that keeps pulling on me. He took the bus home. But this day that I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I come out of the school when the bell rang to leave school. And there she is. And she pointed at me. She said, you got it today, didn't you? I'm like, who is this woman? She's in my life. And I smiled. I said, yeah, I did. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. She said, I knew it. I came because I knew it. And so she prayed me out of my plan that God had shown me on the mountain when I was a teenager, or when I was I was only about 8 years old, you know, to go into the ministry. It was a dream at nighttime. And prayed me out of my plan into God's plan, back into God's plan. Amen. And that's making a supply. Remember Jesus said, pray for laborers ask the Lord of the harvest, he sent forth laborers into his harvest. She did that. And because she was obedient to flow in the Spirit, a laborer, actually my other friend, two laborers, were set back in the plan of God for their life. Hallelujah. So we've got to watch over the plan in the Spirit. Say that out loud. We've got to watch over the plan in the Spirit. What does it mean to watch over it? Don't give it up to the devil. Don't give it up to the devil. I said, don't give it up to the devil. Actually, let's think about what it means to watch. We've been there in Ephesians 6:18. Let's think about this some more. Because to watch, it means to watch over something. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And to not let the devil have it. I see where we're going now. Hallelujah. So glad I came. And it includes not letting the devil have it, but it also includes let's go over to the book of Isaiah. That'll be where we can get started on this. What is this? I think it's the 66th chapter. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay, I see where we're going. Where's that passage that talks about the in Isaiah where it talks about, I'll find it, talks about stand on their watch. Is that Isaiah 66? Here it is, Isaiah 46. Nope, that's not it. Can you see I'm being redirected? Can you give me a minute? Isaiah 62, there it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here it says in Isaiah 62, verse 6. I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Notice that's what he calls a watchman. He said, I set watchmen upon your walls. Now, the Amplified says, I've set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace day or night, you who are his servants, and by your prayers. So now he brings it, this is a prayer thing here. By your prayers, put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Keep not silence. So a watchman isn't just watching over something to keep the devil off of it or off of them. It's somebody who's taking the word to God, the promises of God, and keeps on claiming them.
Yes.
Notice a watchman. See it again here, the Amplified. The watchman is somebody who keeps on, by their prayers, putting God in remembrance of his promises. So a watchman isn't just keeping the devil off the scene. A watchman's watching over the plan, make sure God's plan is on the scene. By faith. And by claiming the word of God, standing on the word of God. You know, like take for example, ask you of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Well, God's got a plan to pour out latter rain, but he needs us to pray. Doesn't happen because he said it would happen. Bible talks about the James 5, the early of the latter rain. That doesn't happen because God said it. It happens because somebody watches over that and keeps taking that to God in prayer. Remember Daniel in the Old Testament? He prayed for 3 weeks about the prophecy of Jeremiah, and it wasn't coming to pass. But he prayed it out. He watched over that, and then it came to pass. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, we need to do that over this era.
Yes.
Not just, we need to do it over, like, her name was Emily Mahaffey, the lady that prayed, my friend's mom who prayed over me and prayed me back into the plan of God. And made the power available to me is what she did. And the power was on me so strong, just under conviction, I couldn't keep up. I could have. You can do it. You know, we're free moral agents. But, I mean, God can get you in a place where you just want to say uncle to his plan. You know, the deceptions of the enemy are you don't want that. What do you won't enjoy it and all that. But that's a bunch of lies. The devil's using that to keep you out of the plan. But she made the power available to me and watched over the plan for. She got it in the spirit that I was called to the ministry. I never told her that. But she got it in the spirit and prayed and made a supply and got me back in the plan of God. She watched over my life and kept the plan of the enemy, kept me from going into the plan of the enemy and kept me in the plan of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of us think it's all because we've been so faithful. Well, if we hadn't had somebody pray for us, we wouldn't even be where we are. We have our part. Don't misunderstand me. But somebody prayed, and that's why we're here. Anybody got a grandma that's the reason you're here? Somebody? Praise the Lord. But we watch over the laborers in this last day era. Because Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest, he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. The indication is if we don't pray, there'll be some that won't be going, won't be sent. I mean, they might be called, but they're not responding to it. But we can make a supply to them. I've known of ministers that God connected to Pastor and Dr. Dufresne, and they got separated. And in my spirit, I said, Lord, I can't let them go. I can't let them go. They have a supply for this ministry, and this ministry has a supply for them. I can't let them go. And one of them recently, boop, there they are, showing up again. We need to be doing that for people. It's not about a person. It's not about personalities or whatever, all that. It's just about the divine connections where God connects us together. We need one another. And the enemy's always trying to strip people away. Go to Luke chapter number 22. You know, Satan is the adversary, and he's trying to hinder the plan. When Brother Hagin was saying, it'll come to pass. Remember Dr. Dufresne would say, he would say that a lot, it'll come to pass. It's kind of under his breath. There were times he was believing for finances, and we know that from things Brother Hagin said, and he was saying, it'll come to pass. But sometimes he was just saying that concerning the era, all that you told me about this, all that you said about this move of the Spirit, it'll all come to pass. That's what we need to be watching over, everything he said. It'll come to pass. It'll come to pass. Amen. So in the book of Luke here, chapter number 22, notice Jesus in verse number 31. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. Isn't that what James, he was doing to James? He took James out, and then he wanted Peter. We were reading that in Acts, or referring to that in Acts chapter number 12. Satan has desired to have thee that he might sift thee as wheat. So I'm just letting it up to God whether you make it or not. No. He said, but I've prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Now, people misunderstand that. Faith never fails because the word never fails. Faith's built on the word. What he means when he said faith fail not, that you not give it up. Yes. Strengthen him with might by his spirit, by your spirit in the inner man, that he not give that up. What you called him to, that he not give that up. Yes. However, Jesus prayed, but I'm sure that was part of it. And so that I prayed for thee that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. Converted means you turn and go the right direction. See, he had a supply to his brothers. He had a supply to all those other ministers. He had a supply to the early days of the church. Satan was trying to take that supply out. Remember Dr. Dufresne's mannequin without a leg? Did anybody ever see that? Without an arm, and he was illustrating how, you know, the body of Christ is sometimes. I mean, churches, local churches, they operate without some of the supply they're supposed to have. So we need everybody. I don't care if it's a janitor. We need that supply. We need everybody, all the way from the pulpit to the floor sweeper. Okay, now, let's see here. The Amplified of this verse, I didn't have the Amplified up here. Let me pull this up. Maybe somebody has it real close. Anybody got it? Here. I'll read it out of your Bible if I could. Listen to this in the Amplified. King James Amplified. Let's see. There we go. Verse number what? What verse? 31. Thank you. It says, Simon, Simon, Peter, listen. Satan has asked excessively that all of you, talking not just about Peter there, all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God, that he might sift all of you like grain. But I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith may not fail, and when you yourself are turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren. Look, he wanted him, Satan wanted Jesus to give Peter up out of the power and keeping of God. How was Jesus keeping Peter in the power and keeping of God? Through his prayer life in the Spirit. Through his prayer. He's making power available. Doesn't James 5 say that in the Amplified? Making tremendous power available. That's something a person does in the Spirit. You can't do that in the flesh. So in the Spirit, Jesus is making power available to Peter, and that's why he was standing. And even though he did fall, that's why he got back up. Because there was a supply to him. Woo! That's what we need to be doing for the laborers, for the era, and for everything God wants to do in this era. Not give it up out of the power and keeping of God. Why are some things given up? Because somebody's not watching. Somebody's not making their supply in prayer in the Spirit. Spirit of God moved on them, but either they didn't respond to it or they didn't know how to respond. Or, in other words, things are lost because somebody didn't pray. Yikes. I don't want that to be me. I don't want that on my conscience. So Philippians 1:19 says Paul got out of jail because of their supply of the Spirit. That verse we quoted earlier. So we've got to understand this, making a supply in the Spirit and watching over things. Start out with your own life. Start out watching over your own flesh, watching over your own family, you know, watching over your own children. Don't just let them go to any old little friend's house that their little fancy wants to go to. Find out in the Spirit whether it's safe over there. You know, a lot of times it won't be. Maybe not church folks, but, you know, even that sometimes. praise God. But then as you progress spiritually, God will take you out into more and more, watching over more and more. I've not said much about it because I don't like to draw much attention to it. I honestly, it seems to work better if I don't talk much about it, but I got a prompting to do so. The Lord told me a while back, he said, I've made you a watchman over the office of the presidency, over the United States, that office. And that's something God has used me in, so over different administrations for three different administrations now. I could tell you stories that I don't share much, but it's something that he uses me in. Well, as you are faithful, watching over your own life, watching over your own homes, things like that, God will give you more. He'll just add to you. Because he's looking for laborers. He's needing somebody to respond to him in these things. So, how about you and I be a watchman? What do you say? So in Isaiah there, it said that part of being a watchman is to keep on reminding God of what he said and not letting go of what God said is his plan. God has a plan to reap the rest of this, the harvest before Jesus comes back. But he needs people to watch over that. Your children, how many have ever found out that the things you fail to watch over and pay attention to are the things that tend not to turn out right? Now, that's true about whether it's your hair. Amen. I got up this morning, looked in the mirror, and thought, I better pay some attention to my hair here. That's true whether it's your checkbook, your marriage, your church, your pastor, the era. Amen. We just have to pay attention to things or else it's going to start going awry. What do I mean? Pay attention. Say, no, you don't, Mr. Devil. After we got the devil off the scene, then make a supply of the power and claim the word along that line. and say, no, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be the way God said it's going to be. Hallelujah. This era, we're stewards of this era. I'm not going to flunk, and then it has to go to the next generation. I'm going to say, here we are, Lord. We're watchmen over this. So Jesus did it for his disciples. Whenever he was here, he did it for his disciples, but he's not here anymore. He's left this up to us now. It's not just Pastor Nancy's responsibility, that she fulfill her ministry. It's our responsibility that she fulfill her ministry. What we mean by that is we make our supply to her so that she has what she needs, like Peter getting out of jail kind of thing. Supernatural deliverances from things that Satan tries to keep her out of with opposition. Hallelujah. Was it Spurgeon that somebody asked Spurgeon, why is your church and your ministry so prominent? He said, my people pray. He knew it. He knew it wasn't just him. Amen. The people that pray just get just as much reward as the people that stand behind the pulpit and deliver the message, or that get caught up to the third heaven and get the revelation. The people that prayed them into that or made that supply are going to get just as much reward. Hallelujah. I like that. So watching is something, watching over something or someone is to see to it that it turns out the way God planned for it to be. Nothing's automatic. Nothing's automatic. You remember what God said, let's go over there, in fact, in 1 Timothy. Chapter number 1. 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So he said, take those prophecies, take what the Spirit said, take what was told you in the mount. Amen. There's a thread running here. Are you putting it all together? Take what the Spirit said. Take what the Spirit said was his plan, what he said in his word, first of all, number one, but what he said by the Holy Ghost through the operation of the Spirit. And use that to war a good warfare. Yes. What does that mean? Fight the good fight of faith. Because yes. He said holding faith. The next verse, holding faith. So take what God said and constantly remind yourself of it and constantly lay claim on it and keep taking it back to God and say, Father, I thank you, this is coming to pass. I thank you, this is coming to pass. That's called being a watchman over the plan. Whenever God said it, doesn't make it automatic that it's going to happen. Any watchmen in here? Watching over your own life, your own family, and this ministry, and Pastor Nancy, and the ministry she has outside of this church. Praise the Lord. So we keep it in the power and keeping of God. We keep a supply of the Spirit to it. That's what prayer is all about, or this kind of prayer. Hallelujah. You can do this, according to Ephesians 6:18, for all saints. But you don't know all saints. You only know a portion of the body of Christ. But Ephesians 6:18 said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. Well, how are you going to do that if you don't know all saints? You're going to do it in the Spirit. As the Spirit of God, whoop, Sakaya, what is it, Lord? There's something here I need to be praying about. And so you're much more effective in the Spirit than you are in the flesh. And so to watch over something, like I said, make sure that God's plan comes to pass, it does include keeping Satan out of it. But the third thing includes, number one, it keeps Satan out of the plan. Number two, it keeps the power of God flowing so that plan comes to pass. But number one is Habakkuk 2, verse number 1. You can write that down. Hope I'm not going too fast. I've only got a week, you know. Habakkuk 2 is just sort of a direction for us to get the plan. Habakkuk 2, verse number 1. I'll stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower, watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord said unto me, write the vision, make it plain, so forth and so on, that others can run that read it. So he said, stand upon your watch to see what the Lord's plan is. You almost could say that's number one. Watching in the Spirit means getting the plan, spending time in the presence of God to get the plan. Number two, keeping the devil off, the power of the devil off of it. Number three, keeping the power of God supplied to it. That's the synopsis of what watching includes. Some people kind of get focused on keeping the devil out of it, and that's only part of it. Amen? Amen. So this is a command, really, for us to find out what our part in the plan is. Habakkuk 2:1. Find out what the plan is for your life. Brother Hagin was asked the key to his success, and he said, well, just basically just getting the plan and just doing it. Just doing it. And that plan's not written in somebody's book that they wrote. It's in the Spirit. Your part in that plan is in the Spirit. Let me tell you something God didn't do. He didn't bring you to this Bible school to leave this Bible school and get disconnected from this ministry. You're connected to this ministry in the Spirit by being sent here. Amen. Amen. But notice here, he's talking to, in this case, Habakkuk is a prophet, and he said, get the plan, and then he said, I want you to write it down so people can run that read it. Some people are in a ministry office where they have an assignment to prophesy about what God's saying to do as the church. And their assignment is to declare what the Spirit's saying to the body corporately. God might not speak to you about what the body is supposed to do corporately. He'll speak to you about your life and your part in it, corporate, your part in the corporate body. But he gives some assignment to declare what God's saying corporately. And then notice what this verse said. Then God told Habakkuk, get the plan and then write it down so people can run that read it. Our plan is to hear what our leaders are saying and then capture that and watch over that. Whenever the Spirit has said to Pastor Nancy, this era is the era of fullness, and it includes the fullness of the gift, actually Dr. Dufresne too, fullness of the gifts of the Spirit, fullness of the fivefold ministry offices, fullness of revelation, fullness of utterance, demonstration, impartation, all these things. Fullness of the ministry of angels, we ought to be watching over that. We ought to be watching over that, calling for that. Amen. Revelations that belong to this era. Pray for people to get it. That ought to be things that we're just watching over. You're with me. You're doing that. Praise God. So, to watch over something in prayer, it means you have to give yourself time in the Spirit. It's done in the Spirit. It's done by the assistance and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And God will take you into more and more things as you become skilled in doing this. Hallelujah. I'm interested in going further, aren't you? A part of watching over something is what you say about it. The other day, I think it was Dean Graves and I, or somebody, we were back in the back room, and we were talking about our society and culture and some of the wackiness people are getting into in their head. And I was about to say, yeah, our culture's just going, I was about to say, going to hell in a handbasket. And I said, whoop, wait a minute. We're having revival. Amen. You got to watch what you say about it. Remember, put a watch over your mouth. Psalm 141, I believe it is, talks about set a watch over my mouth. Well, really, to be honest with you, God's not going to do guard what you say. You're going to have to. The watch over that he's going to put over your mouth is the catch of the Spirit on the inside. Now, don't say that, and then you got to decide, nope, I'm going to follow this watch down here. Amen. So, that's our responsibility. One area that Satan has access to believers is he gets them in disunity with leadership. Watch over yourself. Watch over yourself. Make sure you're staying in unity with divine connections. Amen? I mean, if it's something that your flesh starts getting irritated about, you just say, shut up. Swallow hard and follow directions. just, you know, I'm not in charge here. It's not my decision. Amen. Do we need to spend any more time on that? part of what watching means is staying alert. And we're talking about spiritually. And to stay alert spiritually, you can't live a fleshy life. You can't be just spouting off, you can't be getting into strife and just watching things that your conscience is bothering you about and all that on TV or the internet. You have to watch over your own self or else you're going to get spiritually dull. You ever notice that in the Bible? Jesus talked about their hearts were thick and dull and they were hard of hearing, you know. Well, our spirit man can be like that. God talked through a megaphone. We can barely hear him. We're going, ah! You know? That shouldn't be that way. It should be he just whispered and we're going, oh, yeah. Thank you, Father. I caught it. Amen. Sensitivity of spirit. It's dangerous to harden your heart. You got to be able to stay sensitive to the Spirit because you'll catch your cues and you'll miss the traps of the enemy and not be found in a place where you're, you know, just not alert and you can't really hear what he's saying. There's a verse over in Ephesians 5 that says, "Wake thou that sleepest and rise from the dead." He's talking to Christians. Other translations say, "Awake thou that sleepest, arise from among the dead." That's the world. You ever seen a guy really sleeping real hard? There's been a couple of times in my life my wife was sleeping so sound and so peacefully that I'm like, "Are you still? Oh yeah, you're still here. Okay, I've got to raise the dead here for." And that's the way Christians can be so asleep spiritually, they look just like the world. They look like the dead. Can't hardly tell any difference. Well, the Holy Ghost isn't going to be able to use them. They're not going to watch over anything. They can't even watch over their own britches to keep them on, you know. Well, I'm leaving right after this. Praise God. It's important that we watch over ourselves because that verse says that we were talking about in the 21st chapter of Luke. It talks about, that you may have what it takes to escape. You got to have something spiritually. You got to have something in you spiritually that's going to be able to step up to the plate whenever God needs you to do something. Or else he'll just have to find somebody else because he knows we're not in position to use. You know, whenever an accident's getting ready to happen, that's not the time to get back in fellowship with God and build yourself up about your authority in the name of Jesus. You don't have any time. Amen? Well, you got to live ready at any time to operate in spiritual things, whether it be your faith for your own protection, whether it be responding to the Holy Ghost to pray because there's something that God needs to pray about. You're just ready all the time, day or night, day or night, because all our time belongs to God, day or night. It's His, not ours. That went over like a lead balloon, but it is. It's true. So we gotta pay attention to these things. Whenever we get busy with natural things, we can miss cues of the Spirit. I remember a story Dad Hagin told about the time he came home from a meeting and was, I think he had a week or two to sort of get some business taken care of at home and so forth before he had to pack the trailer again and leave. And he, that week or so, whatever it was real busy for him. And he said he kept having a sensation of being thrown from a car. Remember that story? And he said he was busy and didn't really stop to pray about it. He just kind of thought it was God trying to tell him, you know, what, be careful when you drive. And remember, he told Mom Hagen, put your seatbelt on. And back then, it wasn't something people did. They didn't put their seatbelts on back then. He said, Mom, put your seatbelt on. She said, well, we never do. I just have a sensation of somebody being thrown from a car. Well, what was it? I think he got back out on the road and he got a call. What was it? His niece? His niece was thrown from a car in an accident and she was killed. And he didn't give himself time to get quiet because he was busy that week and tune in and find out what that was all about. Because God wanted to instruct him more about what it was. But he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, you missed that because you didn't give yourself time in the Spirit to pray that out, find out what that was. Well, I'm sure none of us can throw stones at Brother Hagin because there's probably been situations in all of our lives where something was missed. We missed something. But we're getting more and more skilled. Amen. So it's important that we stay alert. And we are attentive, and we don't get too busy in the flesh. I remember back years ago, we had a remodeling project in our church, and we were going through, well, there's a lot of contractors coming every day, and my time with the Lord is usually, well, I endeavor to live just in fellowship, but you know what I mean, just blocking everything else out is usually for me in the morning whenever I get up. And so these contractors, though, they all show up real early. I mean, they want to know, okay, today, what do we do? Everything. And so I'm getting up real early, and I'm missing some of that fellowship and feeding my spirit that I was needing. And I went, and I started getting into a habit of doing that, get up there and give those contractors direction. And in that space of time, I started getting an uneasiness in my spirit. It's like, you know, I'm used to paying attention a lot more, and I don't like to be kind of in the dark as far as what's going on spiritually in the church and, you know, things like that, because I stay on top of all that. We pastor supernatural. We don't have church splits. We don't have all that stuff because we just stay on top of it. Well, I didn't really, nothing actually arose in the church at that time, but one morning I woke up and I literally could not get out of bed. And I guess it was a sciatic nerve issue or something. Have you ever had one of those things where, I mean, you couldn't move. I mean, ow, ow. And I just could not get out of bed. And I said, all right, Lord. And I laid there and I said, I'm going to spend some time with you and get to find out what's going on here. And he spoke this to me. He said, where you're walking now, it takes more power to walk where you're walking now. Now, that doesn't mean I needed to pray that God would send more power. It's that I needed to continue to tap into it more. And that's the way, like a ministry like Pastor Nancy's, for example, where she's going, it takes more and more of a supply of the Spirit to that, because Satan's looking for opportunities to oppose. So we got to step up. Not be too busy when we get the promptings of the Spirit. Praise God. So, are you getting anything out of this? Overall, being watchful just means wide awake. You're alert to spiritual things, and you bring the power of God on the scene. You keep the power of the enemy off the scene, and you know what to do. You know the direction God's wanting you to go. And it means to not be fleshy. It means to guard against the harm and loss of the enemy, stealing, killing, and destroying, because somebody just wasn't paying attention. That's not going to happen to us anymore. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I believe that's good enough for today. If we leave a little bit early, is that all right? Dean, is that all right? Any of you ministers got? Come on up. Somebody prophesy, preach, cast out devils. Hallelujah. All right. You want me to dismiss or do you want to say something? Okay. All right. I can tell when the anointing is lifting off of me, so I'm just... Hallelujah. All right. You can thank me tomorrow if I go long. All right. Let's stand up. Lift your hands. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just say, here we are. We're watchmen. Praise God. Use us as you want. We thank you the plan will all come to pass. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, all the laborers that we need in this era. They'll all be fully functioning in their place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We come behind in no good gift. We have a full supply. Every person that you want to use, we thank you the enemy is bound over their life. We thank you the power is loosed into their life to supply them everything they need. Ha-ha, Masakaye, full funding of everything that is needed in this ministry. We call for the full funding of Dufresne Ministries and World Harvest Church. Glory to God. Masakayeda, ha-ha-ha, Masakayela, Masakayela, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This ministry will fulfill the not just the good and the acceptable, but the perfect will of God. It'll all come to pass. It'll all come to pass. Masakili le koko lo 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 na masakate ti ti shikete. Masakata te ti di agolo go shikache kete le le brosakaye. Manzagite te le le brosakata de le bramasakaye. And masakite ke le goro golo so koche ke le broso so koya de la bramasakaha. Eke gege goro roso koche ke te le brebechi ke le ke le ke. Revelations for this era. We call for the fullness of the revelations that belong to this era. Doors, doors, doors. We thank you, Father, for access into those doors. Manzagite, kelebrozo gulo kora brahma sakaha. Manzagite, ke tokulo gulo kora la brahma sakatara, amram zej dekere kereke. Yere karama sakatora lobre basakai. Yeah. Divine impetus. A divine flow that carries Pastor Nancy all the way through the doors that you open for her. Fullness of the plan. Open doors of favor. Masakaha, manzagitete, mrogisikaha, mrogisikaha, aramanzagitete, kodakana masakande, irikisha kokoda bandana, irikazagite bronzangana, haha, menzagitoko, shikala manan, ire blamasakaide, ire manamanami, yes. We call that plane, we call that aircraft in. Amasikite, aramasake, genamrozo go tororobro, zakashakaye. Yea, together, rested. They'll go rested, running the race, rested and strengthened. Manzagite kea, manzagite kele, and amra masakaye. Oh, see, ye go see, kite, yeah, angels bringing it in. Manzigea, yegele kosakaha, manzige de kete, kete, hey, ye de keso go to kola kamanan, ye de kota hana, I meant ye angels, ongish, oge, go see, oos, okay, oh, ye kolo hosakai, ngala masaka, yegele kala no lo lo leze sikichi. It'll be an easy flow. It'll be easy. The aircraft will be easy. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, oh, it'll be easy. Yes, it will. Mazakite, yere ko soko, ko, oh, soko, yere kroza basakete, yere manamasakaya, yere manamasakaya. Yeah, those same angels that brought the building payoff to doctor, they're still on the job. Maha minga le grosakaye, bringing in all the funding, bringing in all the funding. Banastakia, brasakata, de rolokusaka, bazakata, ha, 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 so easy. Yeah, lanamasiki, irebrosakia, masakia, dengrosokuchi, damrosokuchi, branzagotoki, shiki tokoto, rosogatiti, baradeste, shiki, oh. Yeah. Megasi. Ha, Masaki, Manjigida Kate, Pad Sikita, Amana Masaka. Anambra Sakite, Branzagechi Kite, Brasakete Hida. Going further and going faster. Ha ha. Masiki chiki teke. Inga seke chiki teke chiki te. Ha ha ha. Ike sheke chiki teke chiki ta gasta ke chiki ta gada masaka tanga gedi bidi mishti ki chiki teke teke. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hishdakata. Shuka o ta 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 shaka ta ta shiki tiki 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 tiki. Yes, shiki tiki 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 tiki. Okay, tiki 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 tiki. Ikhe ne ne ga shiki tiki 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 tiki. Again, I got shaka, taka, shaka. Yeah, oh, my aunt, they keep, Yeah. Protection. Yeah, that angel. Ugana, gande kish de kich kich. Ama, yeah. Ama si te shake it, they don't know shaka. Oh, gadishte, oganane. All the way to Africa. Oda kishri ke chingan jengan 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 ten kasa kache kite kite. Hena kasa kache jengan chingi te kite kite chingi te kite chingi te kite kite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Each nagat chanta. Each nagat chanta. Each nagat chanta. Yes, Father. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Father. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Must take it, take it, take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to talk to my minister friends here about it, but there's something about, well, back in prayer conference in 2011, Dr. Dufresne, Pastor Nancy had a prayer conference here. 2011, I believe it was December. And in one of the services, an angel walked up by me, and I said, Lord, what's he here for? And he said, he's here to guard and protect you as you go back into that door, back through that door that was so opposed in the past. So there's something about those adversaries that are by those doors can be replaced. Set a new guard by them. Where there's angels there rather than demons. I don't know how sound doctrinally that is, but we're gonna. That's what I'm seeing, an angel to protect Pastor Nancy as she goes into the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning. You're dismissed.